So, so Giz tell you this thing got, does the caller ID over here?
Line, cool, tag, fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology,
hello,
is anybody
there? And blind you. Ah, God, who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
Yeah.
It is big out.
I was willing to bet $20 it wouldn't.
Well, we should have.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I want in on that bet.
It's a little too slow.
Just, right. So do you know what model of Panasonic this is?
It's KS-TGE7652B.
Sure. I'm going to remember that.
Did you just make that up?
No, seriously.
So, Mario, tell Blind Cool Tech listeners about this phone. I've been kind of keeping an eye on this.
Were you recording that?
Yep.
Let me make sure that was
the name. Oh, come on.
Those people are going to think I'm a gambling man.
We all know you are, Big R.
Stock market, Big R.
Okay, it's
Man, that Skype is too impressive.
I like that, huh?
I bought a number and a you get a voicemail with it.
It's KS-TG 5672B.
Okay.
I'm pretty good to remember that because I had to go and find the manual online.
Oh. Did. Where'd you find that at, by the way?
RadioShack.com. I will place this.
Well, I'll be darned. That's neat. Do they have a lot of manuals online?
Yeah, they do.
Cool.
They have products that they sell.
So this Panasonic is a talking phone. Some people have been talking about it on the list, and I heard about it about 3 or 4 years ago, and I always wanted one.
Yeah, it's a talking caller ID phone. We have one at home, just a regular single talking caller ID.
Uh-huh.
But we wanted to have one for upstairs and one for downstairs.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, if we're watching TV and somebody calls, we're like, shh, quiet, quiet. Trying to listen to it downstairs. So this way we have one downstairs and one upstairs. So, and each handset also announces the talking caller ID.
Oh, there's two handsets with it?
Yes.
Oh, so you could use this one for up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Support. Doesn't it support like 8 or something?
It supports 3. This one supports 3. There are some that expand to 4, to between 4 and 8.
And can you make it repeat the caller ID if you missed it?
It'll always repeat as it rings.
After
the second ring.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it starts to repeat in between rings, it'll tell you.
So can you give us a demo of it, Mario?
Sure. I'm gonna call from my phone here.
Okay.
So you're hearing the bass and the handset.
Okay.
Call from Mario Island.
Boy, she's got an accent.
Call from Mario Island.
It took a long time to get going, though.
It did.
No, it's always after the second ring. That's what I just said.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
It's always after the second ring.
Keep my head up in class more often.
Yeah, big arm. And then after that, it'll...
Now, we were talking the other day about a phone we had with a talking interface. Does this one?
Let me see what's going on here.
Somebody really is calling you now.
Let me see. I think it's me. I think I'm going to have a dial. Let me see.
Call from John Hedges.
Thank you, John.
John Hedges.
Well, we know that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that? Calling Big R, see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I believe it.
I should call him from my Skype out and see what it says.
Yeah. It's limited, I think, as far as it says on menus or voice, but I think it's limited because.
Enter.
Man, I'd have to ditch that ring there.
Oh, you can do it.
Call from R. Smith.
R. Smith.
R. Smith. R. Smithington.
Call from R. Smith.
Why do you just get a letter, Raj?
I wonder if it's because of the hard phone. I mean that hardware phone.
That may be the way you're listed in our... So, I guess what's significant about this is it's got text-to-speech built into it, so it actually does announce the name over these other kind of phones where you usually just hear the number.
Use the phone number, right.
What's a...
The menus... limited. I was gonna say it's kind of quiet.
Can you turn it up? Man, you're a popular guy.
No, it's just me.
Not me.
Insert.
Set time.
You can do set time again.
To record greeting. Press record again.
Okay. Record greeting.
I just take
a... Hello,
this is my wife. Okay.
It's a pretty good recording.
And then...
To erase all messages, press erase again. No messages.
Oh, so it's an answer machine and a phone.
Yes, and that's what we were looking for. That's one of the reasons why we got this.
And do you have to go to the base to function with the answer machine?
No, you don't. You can use the handset and get all your... answering stuff.
Nice.
Let's see. I can make it different here. It's the menu button. And I'll do... Let's see. Still trying to learn this. Select.
No messages.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Press 4 to play back new messages. Press 5 to play back all messages.
That's not even text-to-speech, is it? Maybe it is.
I don't think it is. A good thing, I don't think it is.
On the phone, is there a call log that you can go back through?
Yes, there is, except I don't think it's accessible.
Oh, darn. It could be, too. That's a shame. With that text-to-speech.
Right. Let's try it. Let's see.
I think you'd have to do it from the base, though. Cause
no, you can do it from here, too.
Oh, can you?
You can do it from the handset.
Oh, that's neat.
Let's see. Select. The menu. First item is play message. Second item. Can't remember now what they were.
No, but if you do it off the base, it tells you what the menu is, right? What the menu items are, or no?
No.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of... You would think that they would...
Yeah, you know that one we were talking about, I think it was an AT&T. Everything was totally accessible.
Yes, and that's what I have at home, is the AT&T.
Yeah.
That one you can do pretty much all the features on it.
Yeah, that was
set
a nice
clock,
machine.
You can... set the ringers, you can set the remote.
It didn't have caller ID though, at least
no,
mine didn't.
Exactly, mine didn't either.
Now, how much was this phone, Mario?
This one, I bought it on Walmart online for $128.
Okay.
And they have a couple models that have the same functionality. I think the other model, it just has more phone. You can expand to more handsets.
Oh, okay.
Instead of, like this one is limited to 3, but the other ones, I think you can go up to 8.
Yeah, I actually never had a phone with multiple handsets, but I always kind of wondered if you'd lose them after a while. I mean, you have to charge them every couple days anyway, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Except the way I do it is I just have one in my office. It's kind of neat though, because it's like having a different phone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like it's not rooted to the... See, I thought when I ordered it, I thought it was just going to be in the base itself. Two phones, two slots in a base.
Okay.
That was my thought, but then I opened it up and I saw this little charger thing. It's like, oh, cool, you can just take it anywhere, really.
Yeah.
In the house. And it's wireless friendly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so it doesn't interfere with your wireless if you have a wireless connection.
No, this is it a 2.4 gigahertz?
5.2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that what it means when it's wireless friendly?
Apparently so. Because I was looking like at the other ones, like Uniden, VTech, and AT&T. They all say that if they were at 5.2 gigahertz.
Okay. Hmm. Well, nice. Thanks for sharing that with us. That is really cool.
Sure. And so, Roger's going to help me go through the menus, and maybe we can find out more about it as far as maybe there's a way you can turn the...
Oh, maybe.
Speech. I don't know, you know. Maybe there's a verbosity option or something.
There might be. Well, did you have a chance to read the manual yet?
No.
Yeah, that'd probably be a place to look anyway.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Mario. Oh, does it?
Yeah, so...
Oh, nice.
You can call somebody from one handset to the handset or from the base to the handsets.
Okay.
And you can tell it which handset you want. So you hit intercom and you can hit one or two.
That's actually very handy in a big house like that.
Yeah. So, I told Shannon, I said, when she's downstairs cooking, I can page her and ask her, you know, what's for dinner.
It's the only thing that really matters.
I'm sure she's very anxious to get that feature going.
Or she can just page me upstairs, say, tell me it's time for dinner instead of
Sierra. Dinner-centric here.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.